rich get richer. It's just so disproportionate.
You can't handle the truth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 16 of the True Review Podcast. Never thought it would get to 16 episodes, but hey, look where we are today. So, welcome everyone to the show. For those of you who haven't listened to the show before, this is a podcast that looks at everything entertainment. So we try to give you plenty of news and reviews on anything film, TV, and music. So that's very exciting. You can catch us on Twitter. We're at TrueReview_pod. Or you can download us off the Podomatic website, which is www.podomatic.com. Or you can download us off iTunes, which is probably the best way to do things. Just go to your iTunes store and look for the True Review Podcast. Massive show today. As you probably saw in the title of the show, we're going to be talking a lot about James Bond 23, which I'll reveal the name of the movie in a minute or two. We've also got some other news on Star Trek 2. We're also going to be talking about a 90s cartoon, which will be hopefully making its way to a live-action movie. And also just a little tidbit on Leo DiCaprio. Another massive week of trailers to look at. We've got two sequel movies, which look very interesting. Sequel movies of movies that haven't been made in a few years, so that should be good. We've also got reviews on the comedy film The Change Up and the movie Cowboys and Aliens. Over on the music side, we're going to be talking a bit about the Michael Jackson murder trial, which has just finished up during the week, and we'll be doing reviews on the new albums by Justice and Wale. One thing we're going to be doing on this week's show, which we haven't done on any other show before, is we're going to be talking a little bit of gaming. Grand Theft Auto 5, the trailer came out during the week, so we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. And we'll have the usual TV reviews, as we usually do. But for now, I think we might check out who this week's Celebrity Idiot of the Week is.
The True Review Celebrity Idiot of the Week.
Now, I mentioned it last time with this person, and I think it is only right to give it to them again. Lindsay Lohan, you have gotten the Celebrity Idiot of the Week again. This time it's something slightly different to last time, but she's gone and done another stupid thing during the week. She sued the rapper Pitbull over defamation and disparaging and defamatory remarks in his song Give Me Everything, which includes the line "I got locked up like Lindsay," you know, in reference to her being locked up in jail. So she sued the rapper Pitbull, and during the week as well, Pitbull's filed a counter lawsuit against her, so she's not gonna win anything. Just, it's one of those things to keep her busy, I reckon. Anyway, Pitbull apologized for the comments and regarded them as not meaning to defame Lohan, but he still got sued anyway, so should be interesting to see how this one plays out. And Lindsay Lohan's an idiot and deserves to be a Celebrity Idiot of the Week again. So on that note, I think we might move on to the movie section of the show. All right, as always, first thing up here is the fun movie trivia of the week. The original premise of the movie Ghostbusters had three main characters, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, and Eddie Murphy. The storyline was they fought off ghosts in SWAT-like suits with wands instead of guns. The ghost named Slimer in the original movie was known as Onion Head, and the end of the movie... the Ghostbusters franchise was all over the United States. So, yeah, you know what I mean. John Candy was also slated to play Lewis. However, with Belushi's death and characters backing out, the script was rewritten and new actors cast. So it could have been a completely different movie. Not saying it wouldn't have been as funny, but it could have been completely different. Anyway, on to the big news of the week, and that is James Bond number 23, which has a name, and the name is, drum roll, don't have the sound effect, it'll be called Skyfall. So James Bond Skyfall, which is an interesting name, was announced at a press conference in London during the week. And in addition to that, they've also named people that will be in the movie. Daniel Craig and Judi Dench will be coming back for another movie, obviously. And the film will also star other actors such as Naomi Harris, Bernice, I can't even say her surname, Maholi, I think, Javier Bardem, who you'll know from the movie No Country for Old Men, Albert Finney, Ralph Fiennes, who otherwise is known as Voldemort, and Ben Whishaw, which is really cool. They've opened an official Twitter account for the movie, which is at 007, original. So if you want any news or pictures or whatever, jump on Twitter and start following that. In saying that, there's also been another announcement with some of the cast. They've announced that Helen McCrory, who is known for playing Draco Malfoy's mum, Narcissa Malfoy, in the Harry Potter movies, she'll be cast in the movie as well. So the cast is a lot more well-known, actually, in this time round, and will be interesting to see how they go. The director of the movie will be Sam Mendes. And, yeah, they're sort of touting this one as being a lot more serious than action-oriented, which will be disappointing if that's the way, but I think they're trying to look for an Oscar or something like that. But the whole point of James Bond isn't for Oscars. It's, you know, telling the stories of the books, so it'll be interesting to see what they do with that one. The movie will be released November 9, 2012, so can't wait to see how they go with that one. And you can find any of that information on cinemablend.com. Alrighty, second bit of news that I'm going to go through this week is about Star Trek 2. So obviously this will be the sequel to the original reboot Star Trek movie that came out in 2009, which was directed by J.J. Abrams and starred Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, etc. Looks like J.J. Abrams is looking for Benicio del Toro to join the cast as the main villain. Del Toro, who you would know from The Wolfman, is probably his most latest thing, or he had a memorable role in the movie Shay, which was the movie about Shay Guerrero, I think that's his name. Anyway, you would have known him if you see him in the movies, but he's being touted as the next villain for the movies, and I think that would work beautifully. So hopefully J.J. Abrams gets him. And that article is on totalfilm.com. Another bit of news which sort of caught my eye this week is people in at MGM Studios in America are looking to make a big screen live action version of Where's Waldo, otherwise in Australia, Where's Wally? So they're looking to bring that to the big screen, which is very interesting. The rights for the movie were picked up in 2009, but it didn't look like they were going to make anything from it. But it's coming around again, you know, they're talking stages of the things, so they're looking to be making a live-action family adventure movie. Yeah, I'd probably be interested in seeing it, or at least, you know, what it would look like. I'd rather than do it as a live-action, not that 3D animation sort of stuff like they're doing with Tintin. But it should be interesting to see where they go with that. That's articles on cinemablend.com as well. Now, the last bit of news, not really big news, but Leonardo DiCaprio, who will be starring in the upcoming biopic J. Edgar, apparently took a 90% pay cut to star in the movie. It was found out that he'll be getting paid $2 million for playing the titular role of J. Edgar Hoover. So, in saying that, they've figured out that his standard fee per movie is $20 million, which is crazy. He obviously wanted to star in a very controversial and what will probably be an Oscar-nominated role. And the movie's being directed by Clint Eastwood as well. So it should be a really solid movie there. DiCaprio made a similar move as well when he was in Inception, took a sizable pay cut as well. So, but in saying that, with Inception, he had a percentage of box office earnings, and seeing the movie made about $1 billion, he netted himself about $50 million. So, he's pretty smart there. Anyway, that's all the news for this week. Let's check out the trailers that I checked out during the week. Now, the first trailer I checked out is for Mission Impossible 4, Ghost Protocol. I talked a bit about this on a previous episode, I'm pretty sure. I can't remember what week it was. Anyway, the movie will obviously star Tom Cruise. It'll also star Jeremy Renner, Paula Patton, and Simon Pegg returning. The movie is about the IMF, which is shut down when it's implicated in the bombing of Kremlin, causing Ethan Hunt and his new team to go rogue to clear their organization's name. Looks actually pretty cool. It's got heaps of action in it. Tom Cruise's return to action, I should say. And it looks like it's going to be very solid, and it was made on a $180 million budget, so you would hope it's going to be pretty good. This is going to be directed by Brett Bird, who is making his first live-action motion feature debut. He directed The Incredibles and Ratatouille, which is pretty cool. Anyway, that movie will be out the 15th of December this year. The second movie I checked out, which people have probably heard about, American Reunion, which will be the latest installment in the American Pie series, which will pretty much see the entire cast of the first and second movie return for their, I think it's their 11th year high school reunion or something stupid like that. Anyway, it'll obviously star Jason Biggs, Allison Hannigan, Sean William Scott, Chris Klein, Tara Reid, Eugene Levy, you know, the cast will go on and on. This is the description I got here. Jim, Michelle, Stifler and their friends reunite in East Great Falls, Michigan for their high school reunion. Pretty straightforward. Will be directed by John Hurwitz and Hayden Schlossberg. Hurwitz directed all three Harold and Kumar movies, or third one to come out. And yeah, it just looks like your typical sort of American Pie movie, just everybody's a lot older. It's pretty good to see that they've got the entire cast back. Don't know how much of an influence it'll have on the movie, but it should be interesting to see how they go with that. And that will be out April 6th, 2012. Now, the last movie I checked out is a very interesting one. It's a movie called Shame, and it'll star Michael Fassbender, who was in X-Men First Class, played Magneto in X-Men First Class, and you've probably seen him in a bunch of things. And it'll also star Carey Mulligan and Hannah Ware. The movie is set in New York City, where Brandon, Michael Fassbender's character, has a carefully cultivated private life, which allows him to indulge in his sexual addiction. But it is disrupted when his sister, Sissy, Carey Mulligan, arrives unannounced for an indefinite stay. The movie will be directed by Steve McQueen, not Steve McQueen from Bullet and whatnot, because he's dead, unfortunately. A guy by the name of Steve McQueen, which is pretty funny. This looks like one of those sort of dark type of independent type flicks, and it has a lot of underlining, you know, like core values and stuff like that. Definitely check out the trailer for this one. It actually looks pretty interesting. And that will be released on the 2nd of December this year. So, a couple of weeks, really. That's all the trailers for this week. All pretty interesting movies, all very different movies, but definitely check them out. You can check those out on Total Film or IMDb or YouTube or wherever you check out your trailers. So, have a look at those ones. Movies out in Australia this week. These are all released today in the movies. Moneyball, which stars Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. The movie The Debt, which stars Helen Mirren and Sam Worthington. And the movie Shark Night 3D. Alright, on to the reviews for this week. Now, the first movie I checked out is a comedy movie. I should actually say it's probably an R-rated comedy movie. Not R-rated Australian, R-rated American. A comedy movie called The Change-Up, which stars Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds. This is another one of your typical switching bodies types of movies, but it's probably the most vulgar out of the ones that I've seen. Jason Bateman's character is a very rich, successful lawyer who has, you know, the perfect family life, although he doesn't have all this free time for himself, blah, blah, blah. And Ryan Reynolds' character is just this free spirit, semi-pornographic filming actor who just lazes around all day. Anyway, they go out drinking one night and they piss into a fountain and they both say that they want to, you know, swap lives and, hey, look, they swap lives. Yeah, very typical body-switching movie. Plenty of vulgar and crude humour. It does have a good supporting cast. It's got Leslie Mann, Olivia Wilde, Alan Arkin's in it as well. And there's a few other actors you'll probably see in various other movies. It's directed by the same guy that did The Wedding Crashers. And he did something else. I can't remember it right now. But I thought it was an okay movie. A lot of the comedy in it was, I don't know, that looks, a lot of the time that just seemed like they're trying too hard to be funny. And I'm a big fan of Jason Bateman's comedic work, and a lot of his mannerisms and the way he speaks and his body language is pretty funny as well. And same with Ryan Reynolds, really knows how to work the comedic role. I actually rather just see him do comedy movies than weird movies like I don't know, Green Lantern or whatever. But I think he does a lot better in comedy movies. There were a few parts where they tried to be really too funny. And if you watch the movie, you'll definitely see that. So I don't know whether they needed to rejig them or make them a bit more realistic or... I don't know, really. And yeah, there's not much else you can really say about the movie. It did have what I call the comedy curse. I'm actually dubbing this the comedy curse now. The movie went for almost 2 hours, which seemed to me like quite a lot. And just when you think it was about to, you know, has the mid-movie drop and then it picks up again, you know, it had another drop. So it added like another half hour of movie time, unneeded movie time, I should say. So that's probably the only thing I could say wasn't good about it. And yeah. I gave the movie a 7 out of 10. Solid comedy film, had a few good jokes in it. Actually had quite a bit of nudity in it as well. Wasn't expecting that, but hey, that's what you get. Alrighty, the other movie I checked out this week is the action adventure sci-fi movie Cowboys and Aliens, which stars Daniel Craig, Olivia Wilde, Harrison Ford, all in the sort of titular roles. The movie is pretty much about a guy who somewhat loses his memory, and he's got like this wristband on that, you know, can shoot down alien ships and stuff. There's no real explanation to why the aliens are there until sort of the end of the movie, so the first half of the movie sort of really leaves you guessing and not knowing what's going to happen, which I think is pretty good, and it builds a good basis for the rest of the movie. One thing I didn't like is, obviously Daniel Craig in most of his movies has predominantly played a British person, as he is British, and I thought probably it wasn't what he usually does, but the way he was told to play an American cowboy just didn't sort of click with me, and his character just didn't really work for me. I love him as an actor, and I think he's a really great actor, but I just don't think it worked in this sort of role. Olivia Wilde played the main sort of love interest, who, spoiler alert, turned out to be some form of an alien. Good alien, not bad alien. Harrison Ford was really cool in the movie as well. He played, obviously, a cowboy, and he's pretty much set to play a cowboy, and he's still moving around really good for his age. and, yeah, there's plenty of action, and there's a lot of CGI in it. But just like the believability of cowboys and aliens, you know, fighting against each other just didn't really work too well for me. And I thought there was a lot of moments in the movie that just sort of lacked, like, you know, too much talking and not enough action. And it just wasn't, some parts weren't very believable. But hey, that's just me. Solid sort of film. It was directed by Jon Favreau, who directed Iron Man 1 and 2. So you probably see a lot of the same elements in this movie as those two movies. But other than that, I thought it was, you know, enjoyable for most parts, but there were a few parts that were pretty boring. So I gave it a 6.5 out of 10. And they're the reviews for this week. Movies out on DVDs this week. Movies out on DVD, I should say. These all came out today. Cars 2 and Transformers 3, Dark Side of the Moon. So that's all the movie stuff for this week. And if you guys have anything you want to tell us about any movies, just let us know. We've got another really good batch of trailers this week, which I'm looking forward to having a look at. And we're going to be reviewing the movies Our Idiot Brother and 30 Minutes or Less. So two comedy movies next week, which always keep you entertained. Anyway, let's move on to the music portion of the show. Alrighty, music portion of the show. The only bit of news I got for you guys this week is the Michael Jackson manslaughter trial has come to an end, and Conrad Murray, who was Michael Jackson's doctor, has been found guilty of manslaughter. So Michael Jackson obviously died in 2009, and this case has been going for the past 6 or 7 weeks, and finally came to the conclusion, and Conrad Murray was obviously found guilty. His sentencing will be on November 29, and that's about all I can say. For those of you who don't know what the whole case is about, pretty much Michael Jackson's doctor had given him a fatal overdose of propofol, of something which is like a painkiller type of drug, but an overdose, and he ended up dying. And yeah, so that article's on digitalspy.com.au. Alrighty, on to the reviews for the week. The first review I've got is for the band called Justice, and they've just released their second album called Audio Video Disco. For those of you who don't know Justice, they're a French electro sort of pop duo. They've got a similar sort of sound to Daft Punk and those electro type of artists. There's no real distinct vocals with the band, and they either use other singers or they use computerized voices a lot of the time, which seems to be a bit of a trend in this genre of music. They've got big blends of different types of music in their songs on this album. The main ones are sort of rock and hip-hop. They've also got mixes of electro as well. And they've also got a slight mix of a bit of country in there. You'll notice that on the album. The album has very catchy beats, and you definitely hear a lot of the tracks in clubs, or on those Ministry of Sound, you know, remix type of albums and stuff like that. It's a pretty fun album, I reckon, and it's a great one for you to dance along to if you're into that type of music. The best songs I found on the album, there's a song called Cannon, and another one called Civilization. And I gave it a 7 out of 10. That's my first sort of type of album like that I've listened to. So once I start listening to a bit more of those type of albums, I can give better reviews, I reckon. Anyway, the other album I checked out this week is by a rapper called Wale. And his album he's just released is called Ambition. He's an American rapper from Washington, D.C., and it's his second official album. He's got a very unique vocal style, and it's very distinctive, so it's really easy to pick him up in certain songs. This album features some collaborations from Ne-Yo and Kid Cudi, and also Rick Ross. It's a great blend of heavy bass and loud drums, but it's got some great hooks in a lot of the songs. It's a very original album, as it's barely got any samples in any of the songs, which is really good. Just shows you how original he is as a rapper and as a music maker, I should say. I personally think he's probably one of the next big things along the rap scene, and his album already has sold 164,000 copies in its first week. So I think it's a very solid outing from him. I think the best songs on the album are Double M Genius and DC or Nothing, and I gave it an 8 out of 10. Other music out this week, Disturbed have The Lost Children finally out this week, Drake Take Care, Drake's newest album, Childish Gambino with Camp, Pusha T has another album out called Fear of the God 2, and Angels and Airways, Love Part 2. So, not heaps of music stuff this week, but a quick roundup, and let's move on to our slightly new section of video games. All right, and first for the podcast, we're going to do a little section on video games. And I don't know how often I'm going to do this, but a video game came up this week, and it's pretty exciting, and we saw the trailer for it, and I know a lot of people are looking very excited for it, and that is Grand Theft Auto 5. So Rockstar has officially announced it and given us the trailer for it, which is out online. You can check it out on YouTube, or you can go to IGN.com, and it looks as though the game will be set around a Hollywood style Vinewood area. Vinewood, which has been San Andreas, I'm pretty sure Vinewood was in. I could be wrong though. Anyway, and it's about a reformed crook as its anti-hero, so you know, the usual type of deal almost. And as speculated, the game looks to be set to be a satire on the Hollywood dream, with an unnamed narrator arriving in a town clearly modeled on Los Angeles, looking for a quiet life, but is unable to leave his criminal past behind. So yeah, check out the trailer yourself. It looks really cool. Obviously, Grand Theft Auto is very popular, as I've actually got the stats here. The series has sold 115 million units worldwide since the first title, which was in 1997. And the last installment, Grand Theft Auto 4, alone has shipped more than 22 million units since its launch in 2008. So Rockstar will be looking to top that, most likely. It should be very cool. This game's just sort of turning into, like, The Sims, but it's, like, violently The Sims. But, hey, I don't mind. Always been a big fan of the Grand Theft Auto games. So if you guys are a fan of them, check out the trailer for sure, and you'll be able to see what you're in for the game. But yeah, so this is our little video game section, and anyway, we'll just move on to the TV show portion from here. Unfortunately for you guys this week, I don't have a hell of a lot of TV stuff to go through. I don't even have any news that was worthy of being shown on the show. I will tell you the trivia, though. In the TV show The OC, in an early draft of the series, Ryan Atwood was going to be Sandy Cohen's illegitimate child. And I've got another little bit of OC trivia here is, the Cohen's pool is only 4 foot deep, so the cast had to do pool scenes on their knees, which is interesting. So yeah, as I said, no news, so I got nothing to tell you there. Checked out all the favourite shows again this week, Up All Night, continuing strong, and I'm most likely sure that it'll be picked up again next season. Community, back to its good old self, which is really good. Modern Family, another very interesting episode. Cam had to test out his gay senses, I should say. It's probably the best thing. Person of Interest had another really good episode, a real turning point in the first season, which is good. The Office had another bit of a flat episode. I don't know, I'm not feeling it as much this season, but hopefully it gets back to usual. Survivor, another interesting episode. Big changes happening in the show, which is always good. The Ultimate Fighter had the last of the quarterfinal fights, which were okay fights. Homeland, show just gets better and better with every episode. Another big twist happened at the end of the episode, really. Won't spoil it. Dexter has sort of hit a bit of a soft patch in the season, so hopefully it'll pick up from there. And Saturday Night Live, which I thought was pretty good this week, actually, with Charlie Day as the host and Maroon 5. But, yeah. So no TV DVDs out this week. And that's about it for the show. So next week, we'll have even more big movie news. We're going to be taking a look at another three trailers. We're going to be looking at a movie called Wanderlust, which will star Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston. A movie called Safe House, which stars Denzel Washington and Ryan Reynolds. And the film adaptation of 21 Jump Street, which will star Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. We're going to have some more news on the Oscars next week. And we'll be having reviews on the movies Our Idiot Brother and 30 Minutes or Less. We're going to be doing reviews on the new Drake album and the new Childish Gambino album. Hopefully we'll have some TV news next week. We'll get a question out during the week so you guys can have a bit of your say on what you think's whatever. I haven't really thought of the question yet, but I'll put it up during the week. Hopefully we'll have a UFC 139 pay-per-view preview podcast next week. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. And don't forget to check out the Twitter page at TrueReview_pod, or you can download the podcast on Podomatic or iTunes. So that is the show for the week. I'll leave you guys with a bit of a sample of Wale's new album, and I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and I'll catch you all next week. Catch. Yeah, I'ma let the chips fall. Niggas is Kimber walking, trying to see me pitfall. Niggas is stand like a synagogue. Think about it, cinephobe bitches probably couldn't get a drink about me. They say I need some guidance, but I think they need a stylist. But you should see my wallet. This bitch gon' need Pilates, and you can't see Valorant. What the fuck, you retarded? I ain't hugging the corner, but I hustle so enormous. I'm modern day good fella, I'm Ray Liotta. Loud smoking, so past the L.